Oh God, I should be editing the travel companion audio right now, but I was at fucking work until 11 p.m. and then I had to eat dinner before my fast started, and I just didn't have the energy. I thought I would go to bed and get some rest and hit it in the morning. Well, here I am, cock in my hand. If I'm gonna do this, you at least deserve to hear it, don't you? If I'm gonna slack off from editing to fucking come. Shit. I have this fantasy. Breeding fantasy. Go figure. Of tying you up, not painfully, not in a way that would cause you any discomfort, but just tying you up nicely, resting your butt and back up against the wall, pussy up in the air for me, get you a little drink, get you set up with your favorite show, and then keep you there, nice and comfy, lots of blankets. But whenever I want throughout the day, I can just come by, walk into your room, uncover your gorgeous ass and pussy, and just fuck you senseless. Not for your pleasure, barely even for mine, just to get through the day. You know, wake up in the morning, get you set up, put a load as deep in you as I can put it, hips up in the air so it doesn't leak out. I'll go make us a little breakfast, come by, spend some time with you, watch your favorite show, and then right before I have to go get ready for work, breed you one more time, just, you know, so you know I'm ready. I go to my desk, maybe I make it all the way to lunch, maybe I don't. Maybe you send me some porn knowing that if you can turn me on enough, I'll come fuck you again. Add a third load to your pretty pussy. And then after lunch, I certainly need to come, don't you think? I can slap your clit with the head of my cock and just tease you. Maybe this time I don't even fuck you, I jerk off with my hand pressing my cock against your clit, just rubbing against how wet you are. And then right as I'm about to come, I grab you by your ass and impale you on me, filling you up again, fourth time's the charm. I go off refreshed and renewed, you get to take a little nap, propped up and supported, so no part of you hurts. Just a good sex toy waiting for me. Then, I think I can make it through the end of the day, but I walk by to go to the kitchen and I see your thighs up in the air for me. I decide that's just not right. Come by, spank you over and over and over until I see fucking red all over your ass. But you were good, you were brave. You never complain when I do that. You love being marked up by me, so I have to reward you, don't I? One more big orgasm for my baby. I don't even know how many there's been anymore, but every time I fuck you, I can feel my own cum keeping you wet for me. Oh, and then at the end of the day, well, I've got nothing left to do, and I've already come so many times. This time, we just go as long as we can. Just... Focus on making sure that you come. This one's for you. You get one, right? That's a fair trade. I come seven times, and you come once. Oh shit. I thought I'd been recording for like 10 minutes. Thought that fantasy would take longer to talk about. Forgot I was recording for a second. I'll post the travel partner one tomorrow, along with the story time. They're both done. I couldn't afford an editor this week. I need to do more bondage audios.